Amen. Anybody in here came to worship the Lord today? I'm going to ask you that one more time. Because I didn't get the response that I think that the Lord deserved. Amen. So let me ask you that question one more time. Did anybody in here come ready to worship God today? I know it's Mother's Day, but it's always God's Day. Amen. Because if it wasn't for God, you would not have had the mother that you have. Amen. So somebody ought to give God some thanks for the mother that you have in your life. Oh, come on in here. Anybody who had a good mother like me? Well, you ought to give God some praise. Because God gave you a good mother. Because he knew you needed that love. He knew you needed that kindness, that joy, that happiness. Somebody ought to give God some praise in this house today. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Amen. Every time I think about how good my mother is, I want to dance and shout. Because I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for my mother, I don't know where I would be. Amen.
Yes,
oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads. And Father God, we come this morning and say thank you. We're so thankful for this day is a special day. The day that you allowed us to set aside to say thank you to our mothers. For they deserve it, Master, because they labored with us when no one else would. We thank you for them, Master. But the most important thing for us is this morning is for you to be in our presence. So we ask that your presence be with us, that your love be with us, that you lead us and guide us into places of thinking that will be beneficial to the kingdom of God. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let our hearts say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 410.
Thank you.
want to make it to a building that's not made by man's hands. Amen. Anybody here excited about that? Amen. I keep asking you these questions because I can tell that you're spiritually quiet today, which means you're probably spiritually tired today. And because you've already started with the Mother's Day activities. Amen. I understand. Amen. But remember, when you're in presence of God, you need to give Him worship. We're in the presence of God. You need to give Him praise. Amen. Amen. And God said He loves for His people to praise Him. As a matter of fact, He says whatever your issues are, if you just go ahead and praise Him, you will involve Him in your situation. And when He gets in your situation because of your praises, He will resolve your situations. And so when you come out to the house of the Lord and you're in the presence of God because His presence dwells here, then you ought to come with praise on your lips, no matter how tired you are. Amen. So once again, let me ask you, did anybody come out here ready to praise and worship God? Amen. Wow, God is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. I'm like you. I've been out with a wife all day yesterday and be with her all day today. But one thing my wife would never get is God praises. Amen. Nobody would take my praises. Amen. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And then He said, if you don't say so, He'll have a rock to cry out in your place. I don't want a rock to cry out in my place. Amen. So when I come to the house of worship, I come to give God some praise. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to get you there in a minute. I'm going to get you there. Amen. 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 The Lord is sharing me that you're spiritually quiet today. Amen. We're going to get past that. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to You today, Master. We come to You in a form of gratitude, in a form of appreciation, humbled, because You thought enough of us to give us someone who can love us, not only spiritually, but earthly. And someone who could love us beyond the ability that man can conceive. Because if no one loves us, our mother loves us. If no one cares for us, our mother's cares for us. So we come this morning, Master, to say thank You, because You looked down the aisles of time and saw that we needed some guidance. You looked down the aisles of time and saw that we needed someone to comfort us. And You created the mother. So we want to say thank You. You are such a mindful God, a kind God, a loving God, a considerate God, that we must say thank You. Because if we be honest, Master, many of us in here sitting today would probably not be here today if it wasn't for the love of our mothers. So we come this morning and say thank You, God, because You'll do all things. Because it is You who created her. It's You who made her. It's You who sent her into existence. So we come this morning and say thank You. And we offer praise in Your Son Jesus Christ's holy name, for He was the ultimate mother. It's in Your Son Jesus' name we pray that our hearts say amen. Amen. We now have our officers come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Father, we come now and say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And Master, we pray that we use them according to your will, that every hand that touches it will bless those who are in need. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. With all hearts, say amen.
Thank you.
is a worthy God. Amen. Anybody love God like I love him?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm one of those people, I don't get tired of him. Amen.
Amen.
Every time I get an opportunity, I want to talk about him. And sometimes when I'm talking about it, it gets so good to me, tears start coming out my eyes. And I can't stop them. They just roll. And there's nothing wrong. It's just all about the goodness of the Lord. The joy that he's placed in my life. Because there used to be pain and hurt in many places. But God removed that pain and hurt and placed joy there. So I find myself when I talk about him, I don't know about you, when I talk about him, I start feeling something bubble inside of me. It makes me want to run. It makes me want to shout. It makes me just want to share with everyone what the Lord has done for me. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody here feel like that when they talk about God? Amen. Amen. We should have a conviction about how God is to you. Amen. And what he means to you. Not some days, not just when you come to church on Sundays, amen? Amen, but every day of the week, you ought to have some type of feeling that moves in you in reference to your relationship with your God, amen? Amen, glory be to God, glory be to God. I'm trying to calm myself down, that's why I'm talking. Because if you don't know, I want to run, I want to shout, amen? Because I know how good my God has been. Amen. Amen. I don't know about y'all. I haven't even got to my sermon yet. But I'm that little kid that grew up on the west side of town from a single family home. Amen. Everybody counted me out and said that I wouldn't make it. Everybody counted it out because my mom had multiple children and she was raising us by herself. And they said they wouldn't make it. Even our own family said that we wouldn't make it. But look at us now. My mama had four preachers. Oh, somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Because God will do it, amen? Man may say what they want to say about you, but watch and see what God will do for you. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. Amen. Forgive me today. Amen. Amen. My God is an awesome God. Amen. I was talking with my wife, and I remember when me and my brother used to have to share clothes. Just so we can have a week's wardrobe. I had 3 days, he had two. Because I was older. So I got one more pair of jeans than he did. And we had to share those clothes to make it through the week. We always made the pact. Don't wear the same thing the same week. Now you gotta keep one out for the next week. Amen. But look at us now. I got more clothes in my closet than I can put on. Somebody about to praise that God, because I'm not the only one. Amen. 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 Woo. Amen. We barely had a car. Now I got three. All of them luxury. And I'm not bragging, believe me. I'm just letting you know what God will and can do. Amen. How good he is. That's all I'm trying to convey to you, just how good he is. Amen. 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 Let me get off my soapbox. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah chapter 66, 13th verse. Isaiah chapter 66, the 13th verse. And it reads, "As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Let me read it one more time. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13, and it reads, "As one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." Amen.
Amen.
Just for a moment, I would like to deal with the subject, what if there were no mothers? When God placed that in my spirit, I asked God, what in the world do you want me to do with that? What if there were no mothers?
And my proposition to you is this. There is nothing greater on earth than the comforting love of a mother.
Amen.
Let me say that one more time. There is nothing greater on earth than the comforting love of a mother. My brothers and my sisters, this is a special day. And on this special day, I believe that we ought to deal with the concept of a mother from a different viewpoint. I believe that we ought to show her importance not only earthly but spiritual. And so I'd like for us to deal with the concept of a mother from a supernatural position. Because when we look at the order of importance of things in God's realm of supernatural, we must understand that the mother is there. I understand that in many occasions that the Bible speaks about God in the masculine form. It talks about his masculine attributes. So when we look in the Bible, we always see where the Bible says Father, or call him Lord, or call him King. But I want you to understand that God is not only masculine, but there's a feminine side to God. And don't get me wrong now, I'm not talking about he switched. All right, I'm talking about that if God is who God says that he is, he is a complete deity. And if God is a complete deity, that means he has no limits. And if God has no limits, that means God has to always operate within himself. And when he operates within himself, if he creates one thing, there must be another. So if there's a masculine side, there also must be a feminine side. And what I need you to understand is that the feminine side of God is just as important as the masculine side. A lot of us don't talk about that, and when we do talk about that, we go way too far to the left. We go to the extreme of talking about it. When there is no extremeness in God, there's simplicity with power. I might need to say that again to somebody. There's simplicity with power. Extremism comes from man. That's our way of dealing with things. We like to overdo some stuff in order to sometimes make it fit. And make it work for us. Make it fit in our box. Make it fit where we can understand it. But God sometimes don't need you to understand. He needs you just to have faith. That's a tough one because I know the Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. But sometimes you won't get an understanding. You have to walk by faith. That's why it's called a faith walk. If you knew everything, there would be no need for faith. That would put you on the same level with God. And none of us are up there with God. God has his own power. He doesn't need us. So when we look at him, we see that he's just not masculine, but there's another side of him. One that's feminine in its attributes. It doesn't mean that God is weak. It does not mean that God is soft. Sometimes we take that out of context. Especially nowadays, the new women, when you talk to them about being feminine, they're talking about, I'm not feminine, I'm not weak. Being feminine don't mean that you're weak. It means that you're operating in the administration in which God intended for you to operate in. Lord have mercy, I'm stepping on some toes this morning. I know a lot of us, I'm a boss wife and I'm a boss this. You can be that and still yet be feminine. You don't have to take on masculine attributes to be that. Because what you have to understand that God needs for there to be a balance in everyone's life. And if there's a balance in your life, you have both sides. That's right, that's right. As a man, in order to be an effective man, sometimes you have to be soft in your decision making. Not so stern, not so hard, not so strict. And as a mother, sometimes you don't have to be feminine, but sometimes you need to be strict because there is no man in the house. So you got to step in some shoes that you didn't want to step in. God says He needs for us to understand that when it comes to the supernatural side of male and female, God said they are importantly equal spiritually. You say, well, Reverend, what are you talking about? Genesis 1 and 27 says this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. And then it goes on and says, male and female created he them. I want you to understand that this was before God breathed into man's body. A living soul. Remember, I like to teach us and so we can understand that everything's happening in spirit before it happens naturally.
Yes.
And the Bible says that God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. In John chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says God is a spirit. So if God created man in his likeness, he first created man to be a spirit. And in him creating him to be a spirit, he made male and female spiritually equal in importance. I'm trying to help somebody here today. We need to understand that our mothers have a supernatural importance in the eyesight of God. She didn't just become a mother because she gave birth to you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
No.
Especially if you're the first child, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. But she didn't become a mother because of you. She became a mother because of God.
Amen.
There's a side of God that's nurturing. There's a side of God that's caring. There's a side of God that gives comfort. Those are motherly attributes of God. When he's kind, when he's considerate, when he forgives you, when he shouldn't forgive. Those are God's motherly attributes. Of course he had those stern attributes where he's strict and he's direct and he's instructive. But then there's a sweetness about him. And that sweetness is motherhood. Amen. Without the mother, oh Lord have mercy. And we'll be showing off in a mess. Huh? Because if I be honest with you, my daddy wasn't nothing to play with. When he got there, he expected certain things. And if he didn't get those certain things, that's all I can say. Because it wouldn't be pretty. But then mama calmed down and calmed the whole situation down. But I'm trying to get you to understand that there must be a balance in the world. Without mothers, there's no balance.
Amen.
How you know that, Reverend? Because if you remove those attributes from God, God wouldn't be balanced. In order to not have mothers, you can't have a feminine attribute in God. Lord have mercy. Mothers bring about balance, not only balance in the home, but balance in the world. And Lord God, thank you, balance in the church. As a matter of fact, once again, mothers, if you would please, all the mothers stand. I said mothers. We'll talk about it later, Felix. If you're not a mother and you're a female, stand.
Amen.
Because all females are mothers. All right, y'all sit. Men stand. I'm not trying to knock the brothers, But this ain't enough to carry the church. Without the women, the church will fold.
Amen.
If there were not mothers in the church would die.
Amen.
If this world didn't have mothers, that means we would not have a church. And if we didn't have a church, we wouldn't have peace, joy, love, understanding, compassion, long suffering, patience. Oh, y'all don't hear me. If we didn't have mothers, you think this world is awful now? Imagine what it would be like. We'd be a world that warring would be expected. Extreme violence would be not something uncommon. Hatred would be normal. Abuse would be acceptable. But because we have mothers, Lord have mercy, all those things are not considered to be the norm, because the mothers are the nurturers. The mothers are the ones who have compassion. The mothers are the ones who are patient. What would this world be without mothers? We'll be in some sure enough trouble. We will be unstable in all of our ways. We'll be filled with selfishness, jealousness, envy. If we didn't have our mothers, but because we have them, we have everything that we need. Because I want you to understand that this world would not have been created without the mother. It was the feminine side of God that says, let us create in our own image. Make them like us. Try to get you to understand how important your mother is. Because one day she said in her head, I want to have a child. And I want to raise that child in love. I want to raise that child in a fashion that will make them good, not only for our family, but good for the world. Thank God for our mothers, because their hands are filled with compassion, comfort, and her voice is soothing and persuasive.
Amen.
Your mother can talk you into doing just about anything. I don't know about you, but my mother, she knew how to get to me. She said, baby, when you was young, I didn't have to whoop you much, because all I had to do is say a couple of words. And it'll make you straighten up. Our mothers can guide us with just a few words. Somebody ought to say thank you.
Amen.
Huh? Because some of us need to be straightened up more than others. Amen. Now, my baby brother was just the opposite. My mother said I had to tear him up. But she did it in love.
Amen.
She did it with compassion. She loved him. That's the reason why she chastised him.
Right.
And for those of us who are Bibles reading, the Bible says that God chastised those whom he loves.
Amen.
The way that God that shows you that he loves you come from his motherly instincts.
Amen.
How important is your mother? As I go home, your mother is your greatest cheerleader. When no one else believed in you, your mother still had faith. When your heart was broken, she held your hand and wiped your tears. When you fell from reaching your goals, she just gave you a few words to make you run on a little while longer. When the world turned their backs on you, She stood right there holding your hand. When you lost your way, she gave you a resting place until you could find your footing. When you needed comfort, she wrapped you in her arms and held you and rocked you all night long. Somebody ought to say thank you. There's nothing like a loving mother. If we didn't have mothers, we'll all be lost. But thank God he thought enough of us to give us a loving mother. Give God the praise. He loved us enough, he gave us all a loving mother. Without our mothers, I don't know where we would be. But thank God we don't have to find out, because we all have a loving mother. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there would be one, time is now. The Bible says, find God while he can't be found. But surely there shall come a time when God cannot be found. Say thank you, Master, for you being here with us. Thank you, Master, for your protection. Because even your protection has been compared to the mother. The scripture says that her love is like a protecting bear. We can find strength and power in her love. We can find strength and power in you. As we leave this place, we pray that that love that's protecting like a bear will cover us. Because even in the word, it says that she covers her children like an eagle who spreads her wings over them. As we leave, cover us like an eagle cover her children. That we may be able to make it back to this place where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let all hearts say amen.